The Boston School Committee is weighing who will be the next person to lead Boston schools. This week, the committee, school officials, teachers, and students interviewed the three finalists for the school superintendent's job. WBUR's Max Larkin followed the interviews and joins us now this morning. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Bob.
So what were the biggest questions facing the school superintendent candidates, Max?
There were some big ones, as always, Bob. The big one is achievement gaps between, you know, black and white students, between students with disabilities and those without, and how you close those gaps. For instance, the district boasted its highest ever high school graduation rate last year, over 75%, but it's a lot lower for English learners. It's around 63%. It's even lower for students with disabilities, 55%. Then you've got last year almost a third of Latino students who were chronically absent, and about a quarter of black students. Among white students, it's only around 16%. And that's before you even start to talk about test scores. Then you've got big operational challenges. The district's in this long-standing budget pinch. They want to get back on solid financial footing, but they don't want to make too deep of cuts. So they'll be looking at busing, other things like that. And then they want the next superintendent to advocate for the district at the state level, asking for more money from Beacon Hill. So there's a lot of little balancing acts, but I actually think this is the key question, Bob, as written by an anonymous member of the public and read by a panel moderator, Paul Francisco, on Tuesday.
It says, at the present time, there is no trust in BPS from parents, students, and teachers. How do you plan to build or rebuild trust in BPS?
Now, Bob, I think that's probably a hyperbolic phrasing, a little over the top, but I think it points to something true. There's just a ton of parents, students, and teachers who don't really feel heard in Boston Public Schools at this moment in time. Too many decisions coming from on high, too many surprise kind of school closings or sudden adjustments. So people want to know, what's the next superintendent going to do to fix that?
Run down the three finalists in this way, Max, if you would. The biggest strengths of each of them.
Yeah, I think when they announced these finalists, people kind of looked at the pool as relatively weak, but I do think we saw strengths from each of the finalists over the course of the past few days, and I'll go in the order that they spoke. The first was Marie Izquierdo. She runs the academic side of Miami-Dade County Public Schools. She did seem impeccably well-prepared, I thought, during her interviews. She runs one of the, you know, the academic side of one of the nation's largest school districts, and they've done really well in that area. You know, their performance is getting better and better. Brenda Caselius, the second finalist, she's of Minnesota. She seemed really approachable and open-minded. I think she won a ton of people over when she said she gives her cell phone number to anyone who wants it in the district where she works, and she tries to respond. And then last, you had Oscar Santos. He was interviewed yesterday. He's the only local in the race at this point, and he spoke passionately about being a Boston Latin grad and a teacher in the district.
I understand how important this job is. I understand the hard work that lies ahead, and I want you to know that I am 100% committed to doing this work because our city deserves it.
Santos also said that he knew all too well just how different Roxbury is from West Roxbury. Definitely scored some hometown points for that one.
Well, those are the strengths. What about the other side? What weaknesses emerged from these candidates in these conversations?
Obviously, those are a little less obvious. This is a job interview after all. I think Izquierdo might have been almost too self-assured. She said it was clear to her that Boston had too many schools, too big, and that some should close. I think a lot of families in the district, some of whom tend to like Boston's small elementary schools, for example, would tend to disagree, though they are more expensive. Caselius is also a finalist for the top education job in Michigan. She did an interview this week and then advanced to the final round. I think people could ask legitimate questions about whether she's committed to this Boston job, given that she spent really no time here in the district. And then Santos is almost certainly the most inexperienced candidate in the pool of three. He currently runs the small private Cathedral High School in the South End. He's been a superintendent, yes, but in Randolph Public Schools, they have right around 2,800 students. That's about a 20th of the size of Boston. And then he left after 3 years there, kind of in conflict with the school committee. I spoke to Larry Azer, who was on the committee, and he spoke to what he called Santos's challenges in Randolph. Big ideas, but a struggle to get people on board.
You need to have buy-in from your administrative team, from your staff. your community, your school committee, parents, everybody. And I think in many cases he did not gain that buy-in, but still moved ahead anyway.
To be fair, Bob Azer said that Santos left Randolph almost 6 years ago, and he may have learned a lot since then.
Okay, the interviews are over. The decision-making begins. If you're going to handicap the race, does anyone emerge as a favorite, Max?
I'd be lying to you, I think, if I told you that I knew. I can't imagine there's a lot of action in Las Vegas over this race. But I'd say most parents that I spoke to were really intrigued by Caselius and the open book that she promised. I do think you have to consider history here a bit, Bob. The city's last two sort of blockbuster superintendent picks were Carol Johnson and Tommy Chang. They were both out-of-town candidates, and I think people were a bit frustrated with them. I could imagine that the mayor and maybe members of the school committee might be tempted to go with Santos for that reason, despite his lack of experience. He knows Boston. But then I think that what we really know at this point is that the perfect candidate doesn't exist for this job. It's just really, really difficult. So the committee will face a difficult choice when they vote next Wednesday.
That's right. The school committee casts a final vote next Wednesday. WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin, who's been following this all along, will be following that as well. Thanks, Max.
Thanks, Bob.
You can read more about the candidates on our website, wbur.org/edify.